For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that is promo code BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast, a very special edition, emergency edition, if you will, because we have a trade. We have been doing weeks and weeks of draft coverage just for Sam Presti to throw it all out the window today with a trade. The trade is Josh Giddey to the Bulls, and in return, we bring back the one that got away, the G League extraordinaire, Mark Daigneault's protege himself, the Caruso, Alex Caruso.
He's back.
As you can see on the pod, I got with me Matt Tierney. I got Alex Roy. Fellas, the vibes are immaculate right now. How are we feeling?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Like, number one, was not expecting a trade on, you know, June 20th. Usually those things kind of slide around draft day or even a little bit after that. If you're looking at the return that we got for Josh Giddey, yeah, it wasn't a draft pick yet. You know what? We don't need any more draft picks. You know, we need veteran players. We need players that we can put out there in the playoffs that can perform and can stay out there on the floor. And I think Alex Caruso is one of those players. Is he a little bit older? Yeah, he's a little bit older. But, you know, he's been playoff tested. He's got a couple, you know, defensive team, you know, all defensive team of the year type awards.
Next year too.
Yeah, next year also on his resume. So I think this is a win. I think this was turning a unknown asset as far as like what Giddey was going to cost in the future and, you know, possibly not even being able to stay on the floor for more than, you know, 10, 15 minutes in a playoff game, if not even less. For somebody who is a little bit older, but is more playoff tested, is more battle tested, and is ready to go out there and perform in the playoffs. And we didn't have to give up anything else other than just a player. It was a player to player swap. You know, so you know, we didn't have to
attach
You know, we didn't have to attach a first round pick to Giddey in order to trade him. So all in all, I think it was a win for the Thunder, and honestly, it was a win for the Bulls. I think they get a good young player that they can slide into their point guard spot with Lonzo Ball being out with injury for the last couple of years and Lightly, you know, never coming back. I honestly thought the trade was going to be Giddey for Ball and, of course, taking Ball's salary in for this year and then maybe getting a draft pick also. You know, but Giddey for Caruso works just the same. Even better for us. And we have a player that we could possibly, you know, attach to this team moving forward for a couple more seasons. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But all in all, love the trade.
The craziest part is what you said. There were, as far as we know right now, it could change because it's been like an hour, I think, since it was announced. But there's a, I don't think there's any picks with this deal that the Thunder have to give out, which is crazy because
it's been confirmed by Mark Stein, Andrew Schleck, and in Woj's story that he tweeted out about the trade, that this is a one-for-one swap, Alex Caruso, Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't tell based off the Woj article if it was – that was finalized or not, but if there's others, that's good to hear. So, yeah, it's good for both teams. Like, it was – nobody here should be shocked that Giddey – to say that Giddey was not working for this team. He was the sore thumb in a lot of lineups in the playoffs, especially in Dallas against Dallas. I think Schleck tweeted out that like he was reporting Giddey's camp has been, you know, wanting to get out for a while. It makes sense. And so that's great for us because we can move him to another team, but it's also good for the Bulls because the Bulls are not a like championship contending team for the foreseeable future. Now you've got a guy that who's still pretty young. Like he's we've had him for a while, so it feels like we think he's done with his development, but he's got a lot of room to potentially grow still. Who knows if the three will ever fall? Who knows if his defense will get any better? But he can still develop as a player, and he can do so a lot more so in Chicago, where they are kind of rebuilding. Their franchise is a little bit in the middle right now, but it's a win for both teams for that reason.
Yeah, and I just gotta say, the discourse around this trade is absolutely insane. I don't understand how, like, you could be the biggest Josh Giddey believer, optimist, apologist, stan you want to be. There's no reason you look at our team yesterday and look at our team today and not see that we got better. Alex Caruso was a second-team All-NBA defensive player last season. He shot 40.8% from the three-point line. This is a guy that has championship pedigree. He won an NBA championship in 2020. This is a guy who is an established veteran. I think Adrian Wojnarowski actually said it best in his story talking about this trade, that, hey, this isn't the first time that the Thunder have tried to get Caruso. Apparently, this is a guy that Presti has coveted for some time, according to Caruso's article. What was his exact verbiage? He said,
Sam Presti has long pursued the Western Conference's number one. Or sorry, a 30-year-old guard general manager Sam Presti has long pursued.
Yeah, it's somebody that Presti's coveted for a long time at this point. And, like, not only that, man, but if you look earlier in the season, like, go back to the trade deadline. Alex Caruso was rumored to be a, like, they turned down trades for two first-round picks, like a top 10 pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
And we was able to swap him for Josh Giddey. And like I'm saying, man, like also like in Woj's article, sorry, I'm kind of scatterbrained. I have a lot going on right now. But in Woj's article, he mentions that many believe this is akin to the Warriors acquiring Andre Iguodala went on their dynasty run.
I love that.
And I was thinking at first when I saw it, like, oh, this could be our Derek White, this could be our Jrue Holiday trade for like the Celtics just then. But no, this is a more established veteran. He has championship pedigree, which Andre Iguodala didn't even have. He's versatile. He can guard multiple positions. He can play on, off ball. He's a good shooter. He's a good passer. He's a good rebounder for his size. Didn't get a lot of rebounds in Chicago because he was playing with Andre Drummond and Nikola Vucevic, but, like, is a good rebounder for his size. Hustle, heart, dog mentality, veteran, plays the right way. He's honestly, like, the perfect fit for the Thunder, their system, their culture. And he's Thunderbred. This is a guy that played for the Oklahoma City Blue. It wasn't the Oklahoma City Blue then. It was
66ers.
Tulsa 66ers. Yeah, that's right. Couldn't remember. But, yeah, he actually played under Mark Daigneault as well. So they have past history, you know, working together as well. So, like, I can't put into words enough, like, how excited I am for this deal. I already told Alex, like, I'm going to be working on an article coming tomorrow about just the sheer impact of this deal. But I don't want to get it twisted because I am very excited about this deal. Obviously, you add on an All-NBA defensive type of guy and a 40% three-point shooter to boot to this team that was just the number one seed in the Western Conference, the youngest number one seed ever. Like, you're going to be excited. But this team still has things that they can improve, and they still have avenues that they can improve. As we said, no picks added in this trade at all. We still have the number 12 pick. Let me just tell you, I've been a big proponent for adding scoring in that number 12 spot. I wouldn't hate some more scoring at some point, like, you know, acquiring it down the line, but I'm not thinking guards as much now that we've got Alex Caruso at that 12 spot. I think that gives you more flexibility to really, like, hone in on the big men, hone in on the wings. You know, somebody asked here, Topher asked, does this likely see Wiggins or Joe gone? And this is a question that I asked in the chat. Like, could this hint towards the fact that Isaiah Joe or Wiggins turned down an extension with the Thunder? Maybe they want more money. Maybe they want more years. Or maybe they just want to spread their wings and, like, you know, go out there and, you know, see what they could do in a bigger role. Like Wiggins, for instance. I think Joe has a pretty big role in the team. Obviously, he started in the last playoff game. But Wiggins could be looking for an expanded role. Like, he could probably start on a handful of teams. Like, I think that that's a real possibility. But at the end of the day, man, and, you know, this is kind of going to be me wrapping up because Nova's doing his treatments over here. Chelsea's about to get home with the other kids. My house is about to be crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, shout out Alex Dr. Prof all the way in Germany reacting to this as night shirt chats. I got the Trust of Presti shirt on today because there's been a lot of slander on Sam Presti's name in the past couple of years for his complacency at the deadline. He took a lot of flack for the Gordon Hayward trade as well. Listen, Demon Sam is back, all right? Absolute fleece of Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso, and I don't think he's done. I think that I was looking back at it the last few years. In the last 4 years, Sam Presti's made a trade on draft day during the NBA draft. I don't think that's going to be a trend that stops this year. I think that this is a draft that's very malleable. Obviously, it's very flat. People have different opinions. I think Sam Presti could go and target somebody in the higher range. We got Alex also saying, trade up to get Sarr. It's not the craziest thing at this point. Like, would you put it past Presti? He just swapped Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso. But I do want – oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, kind of like piggybacking off of what you said, like, we have a two-year window this offseason and next offseason to where we can add things to this roster, maybe make that big move, because after the 25 season, so you have, what, 24, 25, so 25, 26, after, you know, in the 2026 offseason, this roster gets extremely expensive when you're talking about likely – Shea's new max, super max deal. You're talking about Chet and J-Dub both getting max extensions after that point. You want to talk Chet about blasting all the way past the first apron. You may actually just go from, you know, under the tax team to a second apron team pretty quickly because of that. And so you have a two-year window to where it may not be KD, it may not be Lauri Markkanen, it may not be anything like that, but if you can start to solidify the edges of this team, the fringes of this team, you can start to get the Alex Carusos in. Maybe that big man, whoever it is, whether we draft him, whether we get him in a deal, If you can start to get those pieces in and have a 2 to 4 year run where you are a champ, you are a championship contender and you are still not too expensive. I believe this is the window right now. And so those, you know, these moves that we're making is for that 2 to 4 year window. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. And just, I'm going to end with this. I got to get off. Nova's ready to switch his treatments. They're about to walk through the door. I just want to, you know, Tierney kind of went, mentioned this, that was a beneficial move for both sides. Obviously, you know, they was able to leverage a guy that is as valuable as Alex Caruso, for a guy that still has a lot of upside. He's still very young. Yes, he's due for an extension this year. I imagine Chicago's probably going to extend him. I haven't seen any reports otherwise, but he's still very young. And he's a guy that in his first 2 years with the ball in his hands more, he thrived. He put up good numbers. He put up good stats. I think that as he gets more opportunity, a chance to spread his wings, there's still a good NBA player there. Like, there's still a guy that not necessarily is going to get played off the floor in the playoffs in that guy. I think that as he has more chances, more opportunities to just kind of cook and get comfortable and build up his confidence, I can see Josh Giddey having a good career in Chicago. And you know, as you guys know, everybody knows, like, Josh Giddey, you know, threw out like a massive token of support to my family when he was going through a hard time. So never going to say anything bad about him. So I just want to, you know, wish you the best of luck, Josh, as you take on this new opportunity. Salute you, because you always rode for the team, for the city, for the state, through the ups and downs. So good luck to you on that. And, hey, fellas, the Caruso show is here. And Dylan is out of here. So y'all take it easy.
All right, man.
Okay.
Yeah, and I kind of like, I don't want to think that this is anything negative against Josh Giddey.
No. But,
you know, we were asking Josh Giddey to perform a role that he is not equipped to perform. You know, that is like asking myself to go out there and be a nuclear physicist when I haven't been taught and I've, you know, I haven't gone through the training to be a nuclear physicist. Like, we were asking Josh Giddey to be a 3-and-D player, a 3-and-D wing. And for as much as he tried, that just wasn't his game. And that wasn't his game when we drafted him. You know, he was drafted as a big wing playmaker, somebody who could pass very well, somebody who could get high assist numbers, somebody who could see over the defense and be that connector piece in that fashion. But as we progressed and as Shea progressed and, you know, he became this all NBA level type player, as, you know, as Dub and as Chet kind of showed last season, what type of progression and what type of trajectory they're on. It became quite evident pretty quickly that unfortunately Josh's game with that many ball handlers and that many people that are going to have the ball in their hands, regardless, it wasn't going to work out here. And then his inability to consistently hit the three also kind of hampered that development and hampered him being on this team for what we needed. And It just didn't work out here. Now, he gets to go to Chicago, a team that has, you know, hopefully DeMar DeRozan, hopefully Zach LaVine, hopefully Nikola Vucevic, just players that are demanding the ball, players that are seeking to receive the ball in certain spots so they can hit their shots. And I think he's going to work out there. You know, you have a team that is needing a point guard because of Lonzo Ball's injury over the past couple seasons. And so I do think he's going to work out there. You know, I don't know if all-star level player is in the cards in the future, but if they are, good for him, you know, great for him. I'm happy for him to get that. But, you know, this is not a, we hate Josh Giddey, we don't like Josh Giddey podcast. This is an opportunity for both parties, the Thunder and Josh Giddey, to kind of get what they want, kind of separate, do a clean separation, and just kind of move on from here. You know, no bad blood, no bad, you know, no ill will, you know, just moving on from here and going on and moving on from there. And so I think it was good.
I think yes, he was never the type of player we needed. I also think the whole team just developed more quickly than he did, and not that he's not developing quickly, it's just our entire team went from the play-in last year to the number one seed. That's a pretty pretty high bar to set in terms of progression for anybody. But, you know, we had so many people that did it. Like Shea obviously progressed. Chet was amazing. J-Dub progressed a ton. And you saw the emergence of Wiggins and Joe even more. Casey was obviously great. There was just so much that we added to this team. And it's kind of a good problem to have. It was just like there was not enough touches for Giddy to be as good as he could be. And so, yeah, him in Chicago is great. I mean, if he averages like 21-8-8 in Chicago, I'll be so happy for him. That's just fantastic. Yeah. Nothing but the best. But it's a sigh of relief for us just because of the fit, not for anything else. And I think now if you imagine a lineup of Shea, Kaysen, Dort, Dub, and Chet, that defense is really, really, really good. Like, we are already amazing. Now there's essentially no flaws in our defense. There's nobody you can target in terms of on offense. There's nobody you can sag off of on that starting five. It's a pretty well-rounded defense. That said, though, I think Dylan was talking about it. Dylan said like 30 different things I wanted to respond to. So I might say something that he said already, but I think this is a sign, if it wasn't clear already, that Presti is cashing in the chips and he's going for it this offseason, which makes sense because of the amount of progression we had. And I think don't be surprised if, I don't know when, but sometime this offseason, I think we're getting ourselves an established number four. I don't know who that is. That might be something we can speculate on Friday, now that once we have time to digest. But I think Presti is making a lot of moves. He might even, like Dylan said, make some moves at draft day. I don't know if that'll happen. I still don't know. I think some people were speculating, this may be a conversation for later, but people were speculating on, oh, this definitely means that Presti's going to draft a four because now we've locked up the other guard position. I don't really know if the guy we're going to be drafting is going to be like in the starting rotation that much. I think whoever we draft is going to be like a accessory role player, like not a part of the finishing minutes at all, at least this next season. So I don't know if this trade.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Does really anything to the speculation of the draft, but that's again a conversation for another day. I do want to ask, we haven't talked about it yet, I think the speculation is that you re-sign Caruso, and the expectation is somewhere in the ballpark of like 4 years, $80 million, something like that.
His max.
That's his max. Okay. So yeah, maybe 4 years, like.
I hope not. 4 years, 20.
He's been pretty good though. So I think like 4 years, let's say like,
let's do 440.
Okay. I was going to be trying to be worst case scenario and say like 450, 460. That does kind of, I think you mentioned earlier with Chet and J-Dub coming up, the contracts start to become interesting. And you've got to think, if Joe progresses the way he's been doing, and Wiggins is the guy that we think he is, You still got Case in. Obviously, he's still in a rookie deal, but he's going to be up eventually. There's a lot of guards now, and a lot of guards that are going to be someone people we want to keep. And I think the most obvious, unfortunately, is that you probably have to let Joe go, because I think he's going to want money, and he deserves it. So it's an interesting conversation, one that we will probably be speculating on for a while. But something's got to give, and there's a very small window where we have this group of guys, and not that like once the window's over, we're done. Presti will evolve, but you know, we've seen what they can do, and you really, really want that to this group of guys to capitalize in the next year or two. So it's not necessarily pressure, but it's, you know, it's something to just, you want to capitalize as much as possible.
There may be some broken hearts in Thunder Nation as far as the players that leave out.
Oh, there absolutely will. There's no question about it.
I mean, it started today. There's some people that were huge fans.
I genuinely think Joe long term probably doesn't stay. I think we have to start having that, like, yeah. I think we have to have that conversation. Because, I mean, I could be wrong, but like, if you re-sign Caruso, which you kind of have to, and Joe wants, I don't know, let's say, I don't even know what we want to say, like 18 a year.
So let's say this. So maybe the question isn't Caruso versus Joe. Maybe the question is more Caruso versus Wiggins.
Yeah, because I think Wiggins is affordable though, more so than Joe.
But I think possibly what they provide for the team as far as spacing, as far as when you look at Caruso and you look at Wiggins, they pretty much take the same kind of, they're the same player. One is just a little bit more experienced than the other.
Yeah, what was Wiggins last year from deep?
I think he was like 40.
Okay, he was up there. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if he was up with Caruso. Yeah, if Wiggins has another 40% season, then you probably move off of Caruso again. I don't know, because Wiggins is still young and promising, but I don't know.
I mean, like I see everybody on the chat saying, you know, if Dort is making 17, then how? And I agree with that. I do agree. And then maybe I was a little bit off as far as like $10 million.
Yeah.
Because when the new money starts, $10 million a year.
I've been hearing 480 on the timeline. That's where I didn't know how reasonable that was. But I forgot Dort was making 17. It makes sense. So it's like,
and I mean, you can
now
do,
let's say that's 480. Like, what do you do?
You can do 480 and then the last year be a team option.
Yeah. Yeah. The timing would work out there. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of interesting contract stuff to think about, but I don't know. It's one of these guys that we love has to go at some point, I feel like. And I don't know, we just got to be ready for it. So,
yeah, I mean, he could be a means to a bigger deal. We'll see.
He could be. He could be.
But I don't think so, because I think Caruso has history with Daigneault, with the organization as a whole.
Everything lines up. Yeah.
And everything lines up for him being like, you know, for this being like one of those players that, hey, welcome back home, because, you know, he was here whenever we was with the G League, and he was here for a couple seasons. It wasn't just a 1 year thing. I think it was like a 2 year bid, making it sound like his jail sentencing, but it's like a 2 year bid with the 66ers / Blue.
Let's see.
2 for $40 makes sense for Caruso. Or maybe you do 3 for $60 with the last year being a team option.
He was here. He was drafted in 2016, waived October 17th of 2017. So a little more than a year.
Yeah.
So he's got history. Yeah. And it just makes sense. 2 for $40. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like Caruso would
I think 3.
I feel like Caruso wants a longer deal. He's turning 30, or he is 30. I don't know which one, but he's getting up there. But we made some pretty good deals in the past, so I don't know. Maybe we could even do 2 for less, knowing Presti, but who knows? Someone else was saying if Jay Will goes, I don't know. Jay Will,
he is one of the players that I think is next on the list to go, and not because
if we get another 4, I feel like he's definitely gone.
I just think that what he does can be replaced by somebody who has a little bit more. Maybe a little bit more size, number one, but number two, maybe a little bit more experience.
Yeah.
I just think that he is probably primed to go, probably not this season, but maybe next year, next offseason.
Yeah. This next season is going to be, this is like our, it's like a, what is it called?
I think
like
these next 2 years are going to be brutal, man, as far as like people's hearts and, you know, the players on this team. And
it's like the last hurrah. We're just like we all know it's coming because it was such a great season and last year, and it's all gonna start to change pretty quick.
It's the top three. You know, you keep the top three, and yep. You know, you move the pieces at around them.
Yep.
So if you could only see.
If you can only keep one of Joe, Wiggins, or Caruso. Yeah, we were just talking about that. I don't if you only could keep one,
I'd pick Joe.
I mean, keeping contracts out of it, Joe, obviously. But I think Joe's contract's going to be pretty expensive as opposed to Wiggins. So I still think I go Joe, even with this contract.
Yeah, OKC's going to be sending out a lot of great talent. But that just shows the organization as a whole how good they are at.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have, yeah. Because more than likely, you're not sending out the creme de la creme. You know, you're sending out players that you could possibly exchange for maybe a better player, maybe a player of need, a position of need. So it's a good problem to have, and this is why you do that. This is why you have a trade that has so many draft picks involved. This is why you make another trade that has another so many, you know, make another assets involved, and why you make other trades around the fringes that have assets involved with them, because this time will come if you build your team correctly, and you need to start building on the edges and building on the fringes as far as like the role players and things like that. It's going to take either players or assets, and we have both. I think this is the snowball that is just starting.
I think someone else in the chat said extend all 3 so you can trade it for assets, which I think is just off the dome seems like a great idea because at least you get something for them. But I don't even know if that would work. I mean, I guess if you do it quickly enough,
you can
trade.
You could extend them. Well, no, I mean you can extend like Joe and Wiggins, and so Caruso you can only extend him in 6 months. So 6 months after this trade, he can be extension eligible. So that would be December timeframe, December, January. So around then we can possibly extend Caruso. And I mean, here's the thing. If you have cap space, you can do one of those weird, you know, salary cap mechanics where like you give Caruso some money this year and then extend him for the next couple of years, but like don't extend him for so much. So you can give him like the Nick Collison thing that happened many years ago, where we extended him, we had money under salary cap, we signed him basically to a signing bonus that year, and then you know we did a contract, an extension after that. So you could possibly give him, you know, I don't know, a couple million for this season, and then take that money off of the rest of the money for the rest of the extension. Whatever salary cap mechanics. I'm not 100% sure of what I just said. I think that's a Dolan question.
It's table.
But I do think that they could possibly do that if they have some money under the salary cap.
I don't know if Dolan can go tomorrow. We need to ask because that'd be nice for him to hop on because he'd be good to have here. But yeah, a lot of speculation. I'm trying to think what else I had on this. I think we covered everything. At least off the rip.
Yeah, I just think that we prevented it from getting messy.
Oh, yeah. It was very,
you know,
very well done.
You know, we didn't have to go into this offseason wondering if he was going to be getting an extension. We didn't have to go into the season if he didn't get an extension and be like, okay, is he going to, you know, is he going to just play for his and try to get his stats up so that he can get a good extension? We clean break. Nothing gets messy. And so we move on from here.
And getting it done before the draft too seems pretty nice, because then you know you kind of have a better, a clearer picture of your
I definitely think probably a big possibly.
Yeah, like someone was saying it in the draft here, trade or draft for a big.
Yeah.
I think I was saying this earlier, but I feel like everyone's assuming it's a big now, which I still think you can't make that assumption with Presti, but it would make sense. Especially if you're going to be moving off Jay Will eventually, like you got something off the bench, but who knows? We've thrown a lot of bigs on these last few podcasts, which by the way, we're going to be putting a playlist together of all the draft videos on our YouTube. If you missed any of them, you can go back and watch them all before the draft on Wednesday. So that'll be something we can do. I'm trying to think. I feel like there was so many other things I had in my mind, but now I can't remember any of them, but I think I got all I wanted to say.
This is just like one of those things that it happens so quickly and you're not expecting it at all. Like there was no lead up to this. That's the beauty of the front office, is they're so tight lipped that there's hardly ever any build up to this type of event happening.
It makes for great podcasting, but I think by tomorrow I might have some other thoughts on it, but I think I've said everything now. It's the Carew show, as Dylan said before he left.
We're ready.
I don't know. What's the, before we leave, I guess, what's, I know you said December is when we can trade. Isn't there like something where if you can like trade Caruso again in the off season after a certain point, or am I totally making that up? Isn't there like a, I'm just trying to speculate if there is a possibility we move him for somebody else.
Yeah, like I sometimes see those things where like you can't aggregate multiple players in a trade for a certain amount of time. But since it has something to do with like if you're over the cap or if you're over the tax, like if you're over the tax or something like that, you can't do that. But since we're under the tax, since we have cap space, I think we can go ahead and trade him again right away. Exactly. Yeah, everyone needs a smile. Thank you very much, sir or ma'am. Whoever that is, but made me smile. We're under the cap. You know, we have salary, we have space, and so we can trade him immediately, you know, tomorrow if we wanted to, today if we wanted to, as part of a bigger package, and aggregate him with other players.
Woj is reporting on ESPN about this trade. I want to pull it up real quick and see if there's anything interesting here before we leave.
I'm told that the Chicago Bulls are trading two-time all-defensive guard Alex Caruso to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Josh Giddey. Oklahoma City has been in pursuit, along with a lot of other teams around the league, of Alex Caruso for years, and they see him fitting seamlessly into their team that was the number one seed in the West. They're going to have the best on-ball defense in the league, and they see Caruso comparable to what the Golden State Warriors did 11 years ago, bringing in Andre Iguodala at about the same point in the development of each organization, both players 30 years old. And for the Bulls, they've been searching for a point guard since that injury to Lonzo Ball, and they get a 21-year-old in Josh Giddey, who, you know, was not going to have the ball in his hands in OKC with all the great guard talent they had there. But they're going to hand him the ball in Chicago, and they've got the young dynamic playmaker that they've been after with the Bulls.
Okay. Nothing new. Mm-hmm. Nothing new. I thought you had something juicy there. All right.
I think he basically just reads his articles.
I know that was literally exactly what he said in the article. We just read it on the show earlier. So I thought he might have something juicy, but no. All right. That's all I got.
Yeah, man. That's all I got.
Emergency pod. Thanks for tuning in if you're on the live.
Most definitely. Hey, 41 eyes on here, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Someone asked about Someone asked about super chats earlier in the chat. We need to hit 1,000 subscribers to do that. So if you're not subscribed already, please
get your friends to subscribe. Get your family to subscribe. Let's get to that 1,000 this offseason.
Share with your Thunder fans. We're here every twice a week.
In Tuesday and Friday, baby. Usually.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you all for tuning in. God bless Hoop when you can.
Get to bed, Alex.
Get to bed.
It's late in Germany.
If you're in the Europe time zone. And as always,
Thunder up, baby. The Caruso.
Caruso.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.